Hello.
I solemnly floated through the eddies of time. But stuff still happens. So what's up? We live in interesting times where tech companies are doing everything they can to do the dumbest bullshit possible. Let's start with Microsoft. You know, the ones that that make Windows. That's an operating system. Microsoft announced a new AI-powered Windows feature called Recall, which records everything you've ever done on your computer and feeds it into an AI so that you can be like, hey, what did I type like 8 days ago? The thing, you know, I'm always wondering what I typed 8 days ago, and I've never once been able to open up, you know, the history of my browser and searched. Gotta have an AI reading everything I do. Obviously, this didn't go over well. Microsoft is not synonymous with user trust. So they were like, hey guys, we're rolling out a new feature that's gonna record everything you do and feed it into an AI. Pay us money. To which security researchers were like, what the fuck? What? This is my impersonation of a security researcher hearing about this. What? So security researchers are obviously not into it, but here's the thing. Neither is anyone else. Also, a group has already put together a tool to hack and exploit this feature. Already, not even out yet, but you can hack it. Anyway, they've already backtracked a bit and they're like, hey, okay, you'll have to enable the feature and we'll encrypt the database that has the everything in it. That'll fix it. Now will you pay us money? Before we move on to the other tech company that did a big dumb, Microsoft has another little thing, just a little treat, a little bonus. So Microsoft is pushing Copilot, their AI branding thing, and they're trying to ship laptops that are branded as like AI laptops, and it's like Copilot plus PC or something like that. I mean, get at it, stop it. I just need to write an email, come on guys. Anyway, Intel and Nvidia have been pushing their new laptop lines that are capable of all these AI things, and the AI features aren't there. Quite literally, these laptops don't actually have AI in them. They're being sold as AI laptops. They don't have AI in them. That will be coming in a future software update, eventually. But here's the thing though. Pay us money?
I want that money. I want the dollars.
But anyway, business. The other one, Adobe, they fucked up real bad. So Adobe, they make Photoshop and other creative software. They recently popped up a new notice about their terms of service that clarifies that, quote, they can access your content through both automated and manual methods, such as for content review, as well as, you guessed it, AI. So people got big mad, like, obviously, why are you able to access and consume and possibly train AI models or review the content of my professional work? Like, this is industry standard software. And now they're like, also, hey, industry, hey, come here, huddle up. We own you. And guess what? Wouldn't you know it, they've also backtracked, kind of. They put out that classic blog post that's like, no, y'all are making a big deal out of this. It's not a big deal. Let us clarify. It's exactly what you thought it was, but shut up. So that fixed it. Let's move over to France, but not in a car. 1,600 cops were deployed to quell a protest against the expansion of a roadway in southern France. According to the protesters, there were about 7,000 people there. They're protesting the roadway because it would fuck up natural habitats, farmland, aquifers, you know, the usual. And it very much seems like the local authorities just kind of rubber stamped this project all the way through. Just make it happen. Aquifers? I don't know. I can't see that. It's probably not important. So the protesters showed up and they did protests as the French do. So there was fire. Yeah, okay. But the state referred to these people as radical individuals who performed extremely violent attacks with catapults. More of a trebuchet guy myself. The state went on to say that these people, quote, clearly come to cause damage with no link to the issue. You know, no link to the issue that they're protesting at their protest. And further, while the activists counted their numbers at around 7,000, the state says that there was only 1,600 protesters. As a reminder, the state deployed 1,600 cops. That would be one cop per protester if that were true. So which L would you like to take? The state of France. There were a few people injured in the protests, including one cop that was hit by a Molotov. Neutral expression. Wait. Here's my impression of Elon Musk. I want money! Give it. Apparently, Elon Musk needs about $50 billion to stay motivated. He's still seeking a massive compensation package of somewhere between like 46 and 56 billion, depending on which way the wind's blowing. Elon has been trying to get this compensation package from Tesla for years now. It's already been blocked once in courts for being outlandishly overpriced. Here's a quote from the original ruling that struck down the attempted payment the first time. This payment would be, quote, the largest potential compensation opportunity ever observed in the public markets by multiple orders of magnitude. 250 times larger than the contemporaneous median peer compensation plan and over 33 times larger than the plan's closest competition, which was Musk's prior compensation plan. Said in other words, that's a lot of fucking money. That's more money than anyone's ever been paid for anything. And the second closest payout was you, and this is 33 times bigger than that. But hey, maybe Elon Musk just wants to be able to order DoorDash. But we're back, and there's now another vote happening for this compensation package. And the chairperson at Tesla wrote an unhinged letter to investors saying, like, Elon needs this money, otherwise he won't be motivated. And we need to make sure that Elon is motivated. And that costs $50 billion. $50 billion to a man-child to tweet, like, it's bonkers. Now, obviously, Elon is rallying for this. He's pushing back against anybody who criticizes it. And he referred to shareholders that aren't going to vote for it as oath breakers, which is weird. But also weird, a bunch of investment firms who are invested in Tesla are like, this seems like a bad idea. They must just not know how important it is to make sure that Elon is motivated. Last week, Israel bombed a school in Gaza, killing 33 civilians, most of them women and children. After doing this, the Israel military did the thing they always do, where they were like, there was Hamas there, we promise. They took a photo of the school and they pointed to it and said, see, look, that's where we think Hamas was, so we bombed it. Evidence? Why do you need that? When asked what they're gonna do about the civilian casualties, they're like, we don't know anything about that. This is obviously egregious. They bombed a school and killed dozens of civilians that were sheltering there. And so the US took a very strong response by turning around and passing a bill that would sanction the ICC. Context, this bill's not going through. But the US House of Representatives has passed, with bipartisan support, a bill that would sanction the ICC for calling for Netanyahu's arrest. The United States of America is beefing with the International Criminal Court because the International Criminal Court wants Netanyahu to stop doing a genocide. Again, bipartisan support. Plenty of Democrats voted for this. Again, it's also probably not going anywhere. It's going to die in the Senate, and it would otherwise die at Biden's desk. That doesn't mean the Senate is good. That doesn't mean Biden is good. This is dumb. This was a bunch of representatives seeing an opportunity to signal where they lie and where their values are. But they knew this wasn't going to go anywhere, but they also knew this was going to piss off a lot of people. But they knew, it was basically safe. They can make their investors happy with the vote, not have to deal with the outcome, and they don't give a shit about the constituents. That's a non-factor. But beyond that, we are inviting Netanyahu to come speak to a joint session of Congress on July 24th, because we love inviting international war criminals to come talk to us. Share your wisdom. Hell of a TED Talk. Anyway. Game it. Destiny 2, The Final Shape is out, and no spoilers, I haven't played the campaign yet. I'm gonna do it this week. I've just been busy. Final Fantasy XIV's Dawn Trail expansion is coming out soon. Hype! Play for free, something, award-winning expansions. Quick aside, if you haven't really looked into Final Fantasy XIV and you're looking for like a good MMO to play, it's a really solid option. It's a lot of dialogue, but it's a solid option. And this update is like a big overhaul update, like a big visual overhaul and whatnot, modernizing and shit. So it's a good time to get into it. I'm sorry if this is the catalyst of me breaking your life though, so. Larian Studios will be adding official modding support to Baldur's Gate 3 later this year. That might seem silly if you've been modding for a while now, but this is going to be like official built-in support and hopefully have more possibilities. Summer Games Fest is going on. There's a ton of announcements, more than it makes sense for me to call out here, so you can click through to the links in my newsletter and find all that stuff. Sid Meier's Civilization 7 has been announced and will be released next year. Can't believe that we've had seven whole civilizations. I only followed the one. Lightning round. After passing an executive order that shuts down the border and caps asylum requests, much like Trump was doing, Joe Biden is now dealing with the fallout of that. Joe Biden, the Democrat president who's closing the border and deporting people, is dealing with the fact that we don't have enough flights to deport everyone.
Great.
Mr. Beast is now the most subscribed YouTube channel, taking over T-Series after a long battle. He's approaching 300 million subscribers. Can I have, like, one of those? I'm just joking. I'm glad you're here. You're my favorite. I genuinely cannot imagine posting to 300 million people. My God. Spotify is raising their prices again. Deal with it. The Humane AI pin, the one that flopped super, super, super hard, they're already trying to sell the company, and apparently the wireless charging case catches fire. Instagram is testing ads that will force you to stop scrolling and watch the ad. Steve Bannon has been ordered to report to prison by July 1st. It's gonna be a good month. Dolly Parton has announced a new Broadway musical. She said you're gonna laugh and cry. Those are the two emotions. Some group in Wyoming is trying to run an AI as mayor. They think they're really clever. It's just ChatGPT. And also that's dumb, and also you can't do that. And finally for today, happy Pride. Pat Sajak is finally retiring from Wheel of Fortune. Would you like to buy a vowel? Or perhaps a less shitty person to be your game show host? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and tips and tricks for keeping Elon Musk motivated. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.